In this bulletin, a man is attacked by a shark in New South Wales's Illawarra region. Calls for Senator Bridget McKenzie to resign over the Coalition's misuse of sports grants. And in tennis, Alex de Minaur withdraws from the Australian Open. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton believes reducing Australia's coal exports won't benefit the environment. The Morrison government is under increasing pressure to amend its climate change policy amid the country's ongoing bushfire crisis. The Coalition has indicated it will view its current policy, but is standing firm on supporting the coal industry and has dismissed calls to increase the emissions reduction target. Speaking on the Nine Network, Mr Dutton says coal is integral to Australia's strong economy.
We are not going to close down our economy. Us stopping exports of coal to India or to China will mean that they will source it from other countries. It will mean emissions will go up. So there's no benefit to the environment, and we would lose $70 billion from our economy. So we need to be realistic.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese agrees. He says while the government needs to do more to lower emissions, stopping Australia's coal industry isn't the solution.
If you stopped exporting coal immediately, then that would not reduce global emissions because there's enough displacement from other coal exporting countries to take up that position, and that coal will produce higher emissions rather than less emissions.
The Morrison government is being heavily criticised for misusing $100 million in sports grants funding. An independent review released yesterday revealed 9 out of 10 areas allocated the Coalition's grants were marginal seats key to the 2019 election. Agriculture Minister Bridget McKenzie was the sports minister in charge of the program at the time and is insisting she did nothing wrong. Labor wants Senator McKenzie to step down, as Labor MP Richard Marles told the Nine Network.
Politics shouldn't be the basis on which these decisions are made. This wasn't about community sport. This is about saving the Liberal Party. I mean, everyone knows that. Mm. If you're in a Liberal-held marginal seat, you got a heap of money. Mm. If you weren't, you didn't get anything. You got bumpkis. And basically, there are hundreds of clubs out there who are furious about what's going on here. Most of the recommendations of Sports Australia were ignored by Bridget McKenzie in the way in which she made her decisions.
A 60-year-old man has been bitten by a shark in the New South Wales Illawarra region. 3 ambulances and a helicopter attended the scene at Windang this morning, with the man transported to Wollongong Hospital for treatment. The bite went through the man's foot to the bone and caused ligament damage, but bleeding was controlled and he's in a stable condition. New South Wales Ambulance Duty Operations Manager Terry Morrow is encouraging all swimmers to take care. Australia's share market has continued to soar following the United States and China signing their interim trade agreement. The S&P ASX 200 index rose to above 7,000 points for the first time yesterday, with the benchmark index ending the day up 47 points. The run of highs has continued today, with the broader All Ordinaries gaining 41.9 points to a record high of 7,200.5. Meanwhile, the S&P ASX 200 index also trading higher, up 41.4 points to 7,082.2. In tennis, Australia's hopes of an Australian Open men's singles champion has suffered a disappointing blow, with top seed Alex de Minaur withdrawing. The 20-year-old announced last night he would be sitting out the first Grand Slam of the year due to an abdominal injury. The injury forced the world number 21 to withdraw from the Adelaide International Tournament earlier this week. De Minaur says while he's devastated to be missing his home Grand Slam, he knows it's the right decision for his recovery. The Australian Open begins on Monday at Melbourne Park. A look at the weather for today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, 30 degrees. It's sunny in Adelaide, 25. 22 for Melbourne, cloudy. Partly cloudy for Hobart, 17. Showers in Canberra, 23. Much the same for Wollongong, 21. Similar conditions for Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 23. Showers also for Brisbane, 29. 35 for Cairns with a possible shower. And 34 for Darwin, partly cloudy for you. This is SBS News. We'll be right back.